another group of prophets. I think it's a group of prophets, not just one superstar. Because it says the two candlesticks, the two witnesses are the two candlesticks. They are not the two stars. Because there are seven stars and seven candlesticks in the book of Revelation in the beginning. And notice, I think if it was just two individuals, it would be the two stars. These are the two stars which stand before God of the earth. But they are the two candlesticks. The candlesticks are the churches. So brethren, so when I say things like, I make references to the ministry of Elijah because I have the ministry of Elijah. I am turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. How are you doing that, Paul? I'm turning the heart of this gospel to you, children of the faith. The heart of the fathers, the apostles, the prophets, is turned towards you. And I want to turn your heart to it. It's the restoration. Elijah comes to restore all things. Elijah comes to bring plagues too. That's why Jesus said to his apostles, they said, Lord, would you rain fire on this city as Elijah did? He said, you don't know what spirit you're of. You're not of the spirit of Elijah. John was of that spirit, but he was not to that end. John did no miracle. But we see these in the book of Revelation. They will do miracles. They will call down fire, not out of the sky. No, because the spirit of God dwells in them. The fire comes from within. The miracles of the beast, though, come out of the sky. Why? Because God, the power he has comes from above, not from within. It's testimony that they are the sons of God. It's testimony that they are the prophets of God. Oh, amen and amen. I'm ready for that ministry to begin. Still some service to be done. Still some works to be finished. It's time for the preparation to begin. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, verse 19, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. What does it mean to convert? It means literally to revert, to epistrepho, to turn back. Or actually, to turn upon, you know, or the idea is to, like, turn on a dime, you know, change directions. Change their direction. Change to turn them back to the truth. Or, you know, not necessarily back, but also it could mean to convert. It's fine. I guess sometimes I overanalyze things. Pardon me. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner. Well, it's very simply put. Doing that work. Now, how do you do that work? Do that work by saying, just believe. They're not covering anything. They're just heaping to themselves damnation. I say, believe and receive the works of God through the engrafted word. Let the seed be planted in you. Hear my words, obey them, and you will receive the righteousness which is of God, the righteousness which is of faith, that will come to you in works of righteousness. That's what you will receive. What's the point of converting a sinner, that he could just be a sinner saint? That's not a conversion. That's like a addition. You put a room addition onto a filthy old house. It's unseemly, it's unsightly. We're going to add this new garage to this old house. Well, that can be done in a way that's tasteful in the flesh, but I mean in the spirit? You got to convert him from the error of his way. What? What's the big deal? God, you cover sin. Your own sins? I don't know if that's what he means precisely. It seems like it, because it's sort of like, hey, let the one know that it's doing the convert. You know, that's a good work, turning people from sin. That's why it's love. to turn people from sin, even if it makes them uncomfortable. Even if it makes them uncomfortable, that's good. This is completely necessary. God's mercy towards me was to make me uncomfortable in my sin, so that I would seek out something better. It was to make me not feel content in drunkenness and in fornication and in things that are ungodly. I wasn't content. I felt like, this is not right. That was the mercy of God towards me. It ate me up, changed me, turned me to Him. Do the same for others. Love them as you would be loved. Amen.